Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 14, 2019. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Sennadoff.
Lord God, King of Heaven, correct our minds and bodies throughout this day, so that we may say and do the things that please you. Forgive us when we fail. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please join me.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specification for request for proposal for the service consulting and management services with Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item B is to consider and approve specification for an invitation for bid for a term contract for legal notice with Jefferson County. Item C is to consider and approve specification for an invitation for bids for the demolition of hangar number 3 at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item D is to discuss the publicly approved county purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for emergency debris monitoring services for Jefferson County. Item E is to consider and approve repair upper roof gutter system board off the courthouse of Bonner Roofing LLC in the amount of $11,810, which funds are available through capital projects funding. Item F is to consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.15281 by Martin's Auction, Inc., scheduled for Saturday, February 2, 2019 at 9 o'clock a.m. And item G is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Second by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Ms. Clark, it says discuss if possibly approved. But you just wanted approval to enter into contract negotiations on the emergency debris.
This is not in the board.
Okay.
And on the hangar 3, Alex, that's the hangar that was hit. Is that correct?
Military commission.
Yeah. In the aftermath of Harvey, we had some military aircraft out at the airport, one of them Chinook aircraft. The blades came in contact with the hangar, causing pretty significant damage both to it and to aircraft in there. Any other discussion under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county auditor, item A, is consider approved budget transfer from Prime Lab for additional cost for extra help utilizing funding from an open position in the amount of $70,000. Item B is consider an authorized county judge to sign the Department of Homeland Security detainer letters required by the Office of the Governor for the application for OOG grant funding. Item C is consider approved electronic disbursement for $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for January insurance reimbursements. Item D is consider approved electronic disbursement for $579,000 to the Bank of New York Mellon for interest payments and refunding bond period 2012. Item E is consider approved electronic disbursement for $363,094.73 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item F is regular county bills check number 454660 through 454954. Do I have a motion on those items under Arnold?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sennadoff.
Seconded
by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? Again, on that $579,000 transfer to Bank of New York Mellon and the LaSalle wire transfer, we're making sure that those are, we have their letters from them, that's their wire construction.
Yeah, the debt services permit has been that way. And then LaSalle did have a recent change, but we did confirm that, and we've already made one transfer before that, so we're okay.
And that's just a in-house policy you have whenever the Kenny's bank is changed, that we have a letter come from that entity with a backup call?
Yes, and we're also doing that if there's really any remittance changes through any vendor following up, even if it's
approve and authorize the county judge to execute right of entry for survey and exploration agreements for the United States Corps of Engineers in Jefferson County. And B, addendum. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute Texas Community Development Block Grant Contract Amendment Modification Request for Construction Change Order Number 9 for contract number 7216231 for first-time sewer service chief residence.
Can you give us some more on that, Judge? That change on?
That was a change order that was requested for, installation of grinder pumps at different locations of service. They changed the location.
Changed the location.
The low rod income required.
Okay.
And item C is to discuss without taking action eligible products for CDBG Disaster Infrastructure Fund. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Hoffman. Discussion, I'd like to invite Judge LeBron or whoever he wishes to come forward to talk about, we've had some on that item C, conversations about our community development block grant infrastructure funding. One of the requirements of the funding is that 70% of the funding be used in low moderate income areas. We're currently in the process of determining, we initially indicated an interest in assisting, Drainage District 6 with, a bridge widening with the choke off and the tangled file off 124 and improving the flow there. We also talked about the major drive extensions problem we had out there. We're currently in the process of, doing the due diligence to, see whether or not, HUD is going to require that the actual census tract where the work is actually performed is low to moderate, or whether the project as a whole benefits low to moderate income households, and we're waiting on those directives, which come from HUD to the Texas General Land Office. So there's been a, email that was circulated by Judge LeBlanc and members of the court last week. I want to give y'all the opportunity to talk about that. Mr. Canaan?
Yes, sir. Thank you. We have already made applications for HMGP grants for some flood control projects, 5 of them. And knowing that the county has this allotment of a little under $6 million, and 70% of that is going to be used for low to moderate income areas, 2 of those 5 projects are targeting low to moderate income areas. One is in the south part of China, Texas, that part of China which is south of Highway 90, drains to a ditch that we call ditch number 609. That ditch is vastly inadequate, and we're going to enlarge that ditch from South China Road all the way to Green Pond Gully. We're also going to go up towards the south part of China with some ditch improvements so we can get those road ditches to drain into this new ditch. We have that estimated at right at $6.5 million. Now, we're getting good words about our grant applications, and we were hoping that the county would allow us to use CDBG funds to do the local match. Those HMGP grants are 75% federal, 25% local, and we have found out that you can use the CDBG funds for that local match, and that will be a low to moderate area. That area has been studied, the income levels in the past, and it's well, like over 70% low to mod. Unfortunately, those studies are outdated and would need to be updated, but we would do that part of it to get the, to make sure we have a certified low to moderate area there. And you take the 25% of that figure. And then there's another project we're asking that y'all might provide the local match with. And we're calling it the Eleanor Street Project, which is in the south end of Beaumont. It is south of Washington, if you go down 8th Street, which is the street that goes right by the MHMR.
Correct.
We're going to lay underground pipe from that big ditch by the MHMR down 8th Street, under Washington to Eleanor Street, where there's several blocks there that flood a lot, all the time, yes, sir. And that flooded in Harvey.
Yeah.
Okay, that's, I think our total estimate on that is about $1.5 million. I'm giving all round figures here. And we would be, and we know that that's going to be a low to high area. Now, we will have to do the survey to signal out to, identify that area, particular area. These projects have particular areas of benefit, you know, 6 blocks by 6 blocks around Eleanor and 8th Street and in the South China area. This low to mod data is by census tract and block, and that doesn't always help you if it's a real big block and you're just really impacting a part of that block. The big block might be 49%, but the, you know, the smaller area, your benefit may truly be low to mod. So that's what we need to, basically do a mail out, and then we'll do a door-to-door survey to get the income levels of these three areas.
One question on that Eleanor Street. You did the project right up there, up Washington Boulevard. It's not tied into that in any form? Where you put the retention form right there at the corner Finette and Levitt Street.
Right, no, sir, that's a different sub-watershed.
Okay.
Away from that one. There is a project this east of this one I'm describing that the city of Beaumont did. They're putting some undergrounds in Washington. And we helped them get an outfall for Washington. And that just happened last year. I'm not sure if that may be what you're thinking of, but that is taking some other water from up and down Washington out. This area is specifically designed for that Eleanor Street intersection. And no, sir, it does not go to that,
okay,
to that one. The other thing is the bridge that we talked about last time we were here. We were trying to get the true benefit area of that project, and we've got that narrowed down to an area right there in Finette, along Highway 365 from Highway 124 to I-10 and a little bit past. That, out in the country, that census block is a very big block, and is like, I think we found out it's 36% low to mod. But we feel like there's a good chance that this particular area benefiting by the project will bring that low to mod average up over 50%, but we're gonna have to do the door-to-door study and just see, and just try to make it fit that, you know, that requirement. And our, and what we're trying to do is, the way we're looking at it anyway, is knowing this 70% of y'all's allotment has to go to low to mod. We're trying to come up with 70% of that money. In fact, these projects that I've described, if they pan out, would be right at 70% of that $6 million, to where I'm going to look at it as that would free up the 30% for the county to use on a project that's not low to mod.
I can't tell you how much we appreciate you.
So, I can't remember, I don't have the paper in front of me, what the city of Beaumont CDBG infrastructure allocation was, but I think it was higher than higher.
It was $11 million, I believe,
yeah.
Something like that. We talked to them about some of these, and they're more or less put in applications for all of their money.
For water
projects, mostly.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, if we do these studies and we can't get that low to mod on the bridge, for example, there may be other ways we can look at these projects to help y'all spend that portion of that 70%.
What did we have estimates on the cost to redo the major drive extension?
1.6, 1.7.
Up to 1.9.
There's no doubt that bridge is an important part because that's the end run, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where some of the bottleneck in is occurring.
What?
bottlenecking of the water.
Any questions, commissioners?
It's a jigsaw puzzle. One, we don't know if bridge qualifies. We hadn't got the grant on the other two projects. We hadn't got the grant on, yet on, China Car, Elf. We think we, but it, we had. So it's all up in here. What Doug was saying is if we don't get the bridge, then this one, 609, we know it's Beaumont. It's about a $6 million project. We could use $4 million of that if we get the grant. Or even if we don't get the grant. If we don't get the grant, we could use $4.2 million of just that one project and leave y'all with 1.8. So there's all kind of possibilities.
Well, if the bio project does not meet the low mod requirements of HUD, and feel free to chime in on this, Mr. Johnson, anytime if you feel comfortable, but I know there's some letters that the Office of Management and Budget hasn't even released a bunch of the money yet. But if it doesn't meet the low mod requirements, the money spent on these other two projects that do meet the low mod, then would y'all be able to finance the Taylor's Bible project independently?
In what?
Independently of the
yes.
CDBG funding.
Yes.
And we had asked engineering to look at any other roads in low to moderate incomes that were in need, or roads or bridges in low to moderate income areas that were in need of repair or replacement. So we're still gathering that information, but we're certainly, I think based on our last conversation, supportive always of your drainage project, which you've done so much over the years to improve it, even though we'll never improve it enough to stand 66 inches of rain.
The only constant areas that flooded in DD6 was Pine Island Bayou and the Nature's River. We've solved the problems in our district per se. That's the worst flooding that we have. But for all these other projects that we've had for the last 15 years, we didn't flood in 15 inches of rain, except isolated areas.
Right.
And we have two of those isolated areas that we're asking for participation in. Those people in China, South China, flooded forever. And it's a major project. We got to move now to the VA canal. To make it a ditch, build them a new LNVA canal, and it's about a 4-mile-long ditch with multiple crossings and canals and laterals and ditches. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate the information. We look forward to working together as our grant administrators get guidance from the state and federal agencies of what they're going to consider online. Thank you so much for your time.
We're working with John Johnson, and we have an excellent relationship with John's trying.
Thank you. All right, we'll wait to hear back from the grant administrators and go back to the county commissioners. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, unanimously in the crime lab, I may consider publicly approved out-of-state travel for Memling Alta Murano, Emily Esquivel, and Rebecca Sweetenham of the Crime Lab to attend the International Association of Chemical Testing 32nd Annual Conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, March 31st through April 4th, 2019. Travel funded by the Coverdell Forensic Grant received by the laboratory. Item B is consider possible approved out-of-state travel for Emily Esquivel, Laboratory Director of the Crime Lab to attend the American Society of Crime Laboratory Directors Symposium and Leadership Academy in St. Louis, Missouri, May 18th through 23rd, 2019, and that travel is funded by the Paul Coverdell Forensic Grant received by the Laboratory. Is that a motion on the item of the crime lab?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Allman. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously, and the good clerk. Item A is receiving file certificate of completion. District Clerk Jamie Smith has successfully completed continuing education provisions of section 51.605 of Texas Government Code for 2018. Do I have a motion on that?
Move. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Hoffman. Any discussion?
Before we go on to conclude that, Daniel, I want to compliment you. I read your article in reference to the passport weekend of Saturday. Very good. I think it was 146 passports handed out. That's better than the federal government. I appreciate what you guys do.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under engineering, item A is considering possibly approved replat of lot 19 industrial site volume 10, page 118, map records, Jefferson County, Texas, into lot 19A and lot 19B. Industrial site section 1 of industrial city Beaumont, Texas, located off of industrial road precinct number 4, which is within the Beaumont ETJ, and commits city approval as well as that of the engineering department. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hoffman, seconded by Commissioner Wood. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. In the sheriff's department, we have one item. Consider to approve out-of-state travel for Deputy Liz Poche and Deputy Matt Gardner to attend training on Snapchat investigations, which is essential to performing their duties as investigators, which will be held in Sulphur, Louisiana, at the Sulphur Police Department on January 13, 2019, and will be at no cost to the county. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? January 30, 2019. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I just giggled a little bit because it is out-of-state travel. It's closer to Sulphur than it is to Houston. So. All right. Let's see. Monday, January 21st is the county holiday. MLK. And so, talk about the need for having court next week. Yes, we do. So we will plan on having it January 22nd, which is a Tuesday. Any comments or thoughts about that, Commissioner? Okay, we're going to have court next Tuesday at 1:30. That completes our regular agenda. Any member of the court wish to bring anything to the attention of the public that are taking action?
Can I say one thing?
Yes, Mr. Giggs.
So a few weeks ago, y'all approved Mid-County Loop to be able to offer auto registrations, which means that this is the first time that our community is able to get their car inspected and get their car registration all in one stop. And we appreciate Mid-County Loop doing that. And because of that and the publicity we've had, we have other inspection stations that are willing to do the same thing. And so that will be a great thing for our taxpayers to be able to get all that done in one spot.
Thank you so much. And have you made any progress on estimates for the drive-through at the Mid-County location?
I've called the construction guy. He's supposed to be calling me back.
Very good. All right. Anything else, Commissioner? If not, then that completes our regular agenda, and we are adjourned. Thank you all so much for being here. Judge LeBlanc? If you wouldn't mind, Commissioner Weaver, and I'd like to meet with you and about Commissioner Weaver and I.